It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Welcome to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG. I'm radio man Dan Diker. Billy Doc Niles is to my right. Across from me is Paul Reichert and Jesse, our producer, running all the buttons. Coming off of a long stretch of race announcing here, five races in seven nights. And
he still has a voice, folks.
Still have a voice. And so I was at Toma last night. We had the Upper Midwest Vintage Racing Series with us. They will be at the La Crosse Speedway next weekend, so I can't wait to get those guys back up. But, the voice is doing good. I think the AC has been working well for me because when the heat index is 106, up in the box Saturday night, matter of fact, it was so hot that I brought a thermometer with me in my briefcase. And, you know, Bill, we always talk about, okay, it's 95 degrees in the grandstands. What's the temperature inside the car? What's the track temperature? And if you watch NASCAR races.
Yeah, you saw that in the Kurt Busch car, yeah.
They put that on there.
Or you saw that with Justin Allgaier's car. It eventually said, hi. It was just as far as it could go.
29 degrees warmer in the announcer's tower than it was the grandstand Saturday night.
You know, it's one line I always thought about the night that I got, you know, second in the feature, and I took the microphone from you. And one thing you said to me was, well, I lost a little bit of weight, not as much as you.
I think I dropped a couple of pounds Saturday night. It was a hot one up there. The racing, simply outstanding. I was I'm trying to think of a good adjective, so happy to see that size of a crowd for a Tuesday night race.
Yeah, it was a spectacular race Tuesday night. If you didn't get out there, if you haven't seen some of the video, you missed a really good one. Great racing all the way across the board in all the races.
We had side-by-side finishes the very two races. Well, besides the late models that started the program, the very two actual heat races, they went side-by-side across the line. I thought, oh, that's going to set the tempo for the rest of the night.
I mean, the Hornets and the Thunderstocks, I'm down there on the infield doing the interviews, and, man, it was intense down there, a little bit of bumping and banging, stuff you can't see up at the tower, but, man, when you're sitting...
And you can hear it more than I can.
And when you're 30 feet away from them, you know what's going on. It was some intense racing Tuesday night, but it's fun to watch.
Real quick, Jonathan Eckelberg, with the sheriff lights intact, brought the car back out. Got into a nasty one in turn one. He was in the pits four different times. When you first saw Jonathan wreck in your final late model car, what were you thinking?
Oh, no.
I was worried that Bill might, looking around for Bill down there, and said, did Bill have a heart attack or something?
Paul was chiming in behind me because I've got my headphones one ear on and one off to hear Bill and hear myself announcing. He's like, oh, no, what do you think Bill's thinking? I'm like, someone get him a tissue. Tito, get me a tissue.
Yeah.
Jermaine, stop teasing.
That's okay. Thanks, Eddie Murphy. But, at first I thought, oh, no, and then I got the microphone in hand. He's that close. I went down, got a pretty cool interview with him in the car while he was on the track.
And you had a good one with Tony Bagstad, too, man. I tell you what, you brought so much life to what I do at the La Crosse Speedway and the passion I have doing it. I've been wanting to have a pit reporter for years and years, and Chuck Deary and I have talked about this for years, and it was up to me whether I wanted to do this or not. I could not find anybody that I could sit there and trust that would be on the spot to show up at races and just do the things you do, man. Kudos to you and what you've brought to the program doing that.
Much appreciated, and it's fun to do, and I got to tell you, these guys, they're mad at the time.
Yeah.
And even Tony kind of shrugged me off, but you were in my ear, go. And so Tony rolled with it, and, a credit to Tony and Jonathan. In the heat of the moment, they didn't drop any words they weren't supposed to. They gave really good interviews, very critical of some of the things that went on, justifiably so, I guess, in some spots, but
right.
Very good interviews by both of them on track.
And then, of course, the surprise when Jonathan came back out after that wreck with Melissa.
Not once, not twice, but three different times he came back. I mean, I think it was a competition between Matt Henderson and John Eckelberg and how many times they were going to go pit and come back out. After
well, they park right next to each other, so they're probably sharing crews. Like, you go out, we got to work on this one. Come back in a lap.
After Henderson got into a little bit of a melee as well, I mean, his problems just continued out of that back left tire. We're going to talk more about that in the program. Of course, Tuesday night's racing was simply outstanding. Tonight at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway, it is late models. Let me see. Where are we at here? Yeah, late models, sportsmen, thunder stocks, street stocks are back. Wonder if they're going to put 29 of the feature again. I bet you we've got to be.
That'd be pretty cool.
And I think this may be the first time the street stocks second over the line novelty race. We're used to seeing the Hornets do this. How about six cylinders?
That would be impressive. Bigger, heavier cars.
Yeah. A lot more crunching there out of turn four.
Oh, man. If only you could have been around for the good old days of the thunder stocks and Leroy Harding, man.
I know. I've heard about that. I wish I could go back 30 years. Coming up in the program today, I'm talking about the La Crosse Speedway. Hornet drivers Jake Schommers, Chris Berg, and Jaden Schott. Interesting story between all three of those. Paul interviewed them before the race. All of them were involved in one way or another in some big incident or event at the Speedway. Also, coming back to the La Crosse Speedway to race tonight, this ought to be a dandy, the number 91, Tom Majeski.
Yep, maybe he could break the gridlock on top of the feature win column here. We'll have to talk to him about that.
Going to be interesting. He will be back racing tonight in the number 91. Also joining us in the program from the K&N Pro Series West, a longtime supporter of the program, a lot of Wisconsin racing, Derek Krause.
Yep, Derek, he's on a roll, second in points in the K&N West Series. Looking to see what he got to think, what he thinks about Slinger and other topics.
Paul, what do you got today?
Well, I've got a lot of results and a lot of winners in the Burning River Raceport coming up later in the show.
That and a whole lot more. You were just getting started. Stick and stay right there wherever you are. Big show coming up on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and now open at George and Gillette Street. A delicious mouthful.
Dad, we want movies!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hi, I'm Andy Monday, driver of the number 10 Siddons Martin Emergency Group Colossal Toyota Camry. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and DeStatman. Fall on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, folks, to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG, Google1460.com, and the TuneIn app.
Love that TuneIn app.
What a big show we have for you coming off of some fantastic races on Tuesday night at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. The Hornets were back in action, and it's kind of funny that I told Paul the three folks that wanted him to interview for today's program were all involved in huge races and almost winning races.
Yeah, all three of them had the heat races, especially all three of them were central figures in each of the heat races. We're going to start out with Chris Thunderberg. Here's what he had to say to Paul.
When did you start racing out here at La Crosse? So when did it all begin for you?
Well, it was probably about 5 years ago is when I started.
And pretty much ran the Hornets or other divisions previously?
Just running the Hornet class. My brother does a late mile, so it's hard to move up or, you know, do that double thing. But, yeah, we'll get after it.
And do you help him out much on the late mile side besides doing the Hornet thing?
Every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I remember you won the Hornet Championship, I believe, 2 years ago it was. That must have been a thrilling moment for you there.
Yeah, it was a good year that year. We had good luck, unlike this year. We've just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. But hopefully tonight we can get her figured out and get her back to the front and hopefully get a feature win.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever given any thought to maybe moving up, or is this just too much fun being out here in the Hornet class?
Probably not. It just gets to be too much, you know, but... If, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah.
Just out here to have a good time. Maybe sometimes think about the points.
Yeah, it's, you think about that all the time. You want to finish good, but I'm just here to have fun. I don't want nobody to get wrecked or, you know, it's a racing deal. It happens, but hey, I'm just here to have fun, man.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say to people who are thinking about trying to get into racing? I mean, the Hornets are a pretty exciting entry-level class here.
Start there, unless you got the talent to do something with it, but starting the Hornet, it's a fun class.
And no doubt a lot of great sponsors supporting your efforts here, so let's give them a shout-out here.
Yeah, I got the Hog Daddy's Bar and Grill out of Ettrick. I got Corner Pub out of Ettrick. I got Beaver Creek Kennels out of Ettrick and Good Times Entertainment.
All right, well, Chris, good luck to you this season, and thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Of course, Chris Thunderberg, former track champion, trying to get another championship under his belt, did win a heat race last Saturday night. And he did that after he got into a tangle with a rookie who almost had herself a heat race win. Chris actually won that one. Young 15-year-old Jaden Schock is trolling down the back straightaway, foot to the floor. She's thinking, I'm going to get my first win. This is my first season here. I'm going to get my first win. She drove Chris Berg into the dirt where they did a little bit of four-wheeling right in front of where you stand to pit report.
You know, that looked a la like Kyle last week, or even better, the famous Daytona finish with Allison and Yarborough.
But the thing is they're veterans, and we're not knocking Jaden at all. I mean, it was a rookie mistake. She admitted it. I talked to Andy Barney and her mom afterwards. It was just a simple mistake. You know, she was like tunnel vision, checkered, you know, flags coming up.
And she's 15 years old, so it's a mistake she's going to learn from, and it's going to get better. And Paul caught up with her pre-race, and here's what Jaden had to say.
Rookie out here in the Hornet class, so what made you want to get involved running out here with the Hornets?
My dad used to race, and he got me into it.
So give us a little background on your dad here. What did he do out here in the past?
I think he raced Hornets too, but I'm not 100%.
Okay. And how are you liking it so far? How's the season gone for you so far in the Hornets?
It's great. I got wrecked last time and the time before, but otherwise it's been good.
Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of advice from other drivers like Brandon LeMoyne or Jake Chalmers or Jimmy Bjorkman. Do you get any advice about how to race here in the Hornet class, or what kind of advice do you get at all?
Yeah, I get a lot of advice, and it helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm. And no doubt, you got a lot of great sponsors here supporting your efforts in your rookie season, so let's give your sponsors a thank you.
Thank you.
And who do we have? We have Shock Photography, and who else?
That is my aunt, and I'm not sure.
Well, let's take a walk around the car here, see if we can try to give the other ones here.
Mr. Floors, Auto Repair Turnmeyer. Hijackers and Top Notch Construction.
Okay. So, and do you see yourself possibly maybe moving up? Oops. Or in class, or just ran in the tent here. Or do you see yourself moving up possibly, or do you have just having too much fun, or is this still a learning experience for you here in the Hornets?
I'm going to do Hornets again next year. I don't know if I'm moving up. It's what my dad thinks I should do pretty much, but yeah, I love it.
Basically just having a lot of fun here, getting your feet wet here.
Yes.
All right. Well, Jaden, thanks for the time, and best of luck to you on your rookie season here.
Thank you.
So both those drivers were involved in little melees. Chris Berg does get the win. Jaden Schock will get a win eventually. Our next driver, the Quattro Quattro of 44 of Jake Schommers, longtime Hornet driver of the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. He, too, gets into a tangle. There must have been some bad radio karma here because the three that Paul interviewed all got into some kind of a tangle. Jake Schommers ended up, I don't know, unintentionally putting former track champ Nate Towner on the trailer for the night.
Nate kind of made a move that, I don't know, he'd probably think twice about it. He tried to dive on Schommers, and it didn't work out so well for him. Schommers, to his credit, came back and won the B-Man to get into the main event. But pre-race, here's what Jake had to say to Paul.
Well, give us a little background about when you got started here, racing out here in La Crosse.
Oh, it's probably been at least 8 years I've been racing here, since I was 16 or so.
And pretty much in the Hornet class, or have you done other divisions here?
Nope, just the Hornets.
Okay.
Yep.
And no doubt you think the Hornet class is pretty fun, pretty exciting, a good entry-level class here.
Yeah, and it's very competitive too, especially this year.
Yeah, a lot of good cars out there with the likes of Brendan Lemoyne and Nate Towner. And have you ever given any thought to maybe even possibly moving up in classes, or is just being the Hornet class just too much fun here for you?
Well, the Hornet class is definitely fun, but no, I haven't really given it too much thought. I mean, it would be nice, but that's also a lot of time and a big commitment to do something like that.
Oh, yeah. And have you done any other traveling, done the Hornet racing at any other tracks, or done any dirt racing at all?
Yeah, I'd like to do a little more dirt, but yeah, Benatoma, Cedar Rapids, and then a couple times in Phone City. But we like it here in La Crosse.
Oh, yeah. And no doubt you got some great sponsors in your car supporting your efforts here, so let's give them a thank you.
Well, Schomer's Painting, Mach Plumbing, and Hoka Co-op.
All right, well, Jake, thanks for the time, and good luck the rest of the season here.
Thanks, you too. Nice meeting you.
All right, nice job, Jaden Schock, Chris Berg, and Jake Schommers. Want to thank them for coming into the program and being a part of a huge, what do we have, 20 Hornets in the feature last weekend?
Well, they started 20 or 22, and they must
It was 20 because they had 5, 10, 15 from the qualifiers and 5 from the B-Main. That's right. They had a very impressive show. A matter of fact, that Jimmy Bjorkman getting the win last weekend. When we come back, we're going to set our sights on the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. Guess who's coming back tonight?
I bet it's our next guest.
I bet you it is, too, and it's a driver that is going to tell you, man, it feels like a long time since I've ran there. Actually, it has been. The number 91, Ty Majeski, joining us next on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early, termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG on this beautiful Saturday, getting ready to hit the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway tonight. On the program now, this gentleman never denies us an interview, and he holds true to form. I've talked to a lot of race car drivers over my 28 years. and you get to know them at your local tracks. They get a little bit bigger, and then you never hear from them again. This man has never been like that. I don't see him being like that in his family. Simply outstanding as well. He runs the number 64 Mustang Roush Racing Xfinity Ride, and that would be Wisconsin's Ty Majeski. Ty, great to have you back, man.
Good to be back on here. Thank you guys for having me.
Busy summer for you. Last time out, I saw 7th in Iowa. I actually finally got to watch that race. And do you think you're making a turn by finishing in the top 10 after what you had happen to you the past three prior races?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely not the beginning of the year any of us wanted. Me personally and the entire 60 team, that car just really hasn't had a ton of luck. And man, in my years of racing, I've never had stuff go wrong that many times. Just getting caught up in other people's stuff and just silly stuff happening, which was really not much of our doing, but that's part of it. But the encouraging part through those races is that we still were running well. We qualified in the top 10 in most of the races.
Yeah.
And we were racing inside the top 10. So that was encouraging. Felt like we've always had good speed. But obviously didn't have the finishes we wanted to in the first few races. And, so it's finally good to put a whole weekend together and bring home, the 60s best finish of the season in Iowa.
You know, watching that Iowa race, it didn't exactly start the way you wanted to, but the team just kept plugging away and that finally gave you a good car to drive by the end.
Yeah, we knew, just throughout all of practice and obviously in qualifying, we didn't have very good short run speed at all. But looking at lap tracker, we were like fifth on average in final practice. So our fire off speed, the first couple laps weren't very good, but, as the long run progressed, our car got a lot better, or they came back to us one or the other. But, we didn't, like you said, the first run we fired off, not where we wanted to, but Mike Kelly did a great job making, the adjustments, I needed to be able to run with those guys up front. So, that was encouraging, and we'll definitely build off of it. Hopefully give ourselves another good top 10 run at Kentucky in a few weeks.
And Ty, of course, you're working also for Roush Fenway Racing. Was it shock specialist?
Yeah, I do some shock stuff. I'm not doing as much of that this year, just because they took personnel from the racetrack. So now each organization can only have so many people there. So they kind of eliminated the at-track shock guy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing a ton of that anymore. But I'm doing a lot of simulation stuff over at the Ford Sim, trying to help those guys out with that and kind of give ourselves a better direction for when we show up on race weekend.
Yeah, I was wondering, when you were doing the shock specialist deal, how much was that helping out not only your team but the other teams at Roush?
It's beneficial for all of us. Obviously, they needed just the situation that Roush was in last year with the six running part-time. They didn't want to hire a full-time shock guy, so it was a perfect opportunity for me to get in there, relieve some of the pressure off of just the one-time, the single-car Xfinity shock guy, so he didn't have to be doing two cars. So I kind of took some pressure off of him, and it was a good opportunity for me to learn that side of things and learn the race cars better. Anytime you can work on what you're actually racing, you're going to be better just knowing what the race car is, and it definitely helped me. Moving forward for sure. It's, I know everything there's need to know about shocks, and that helps me obviously this year as I progress in the Xfinity Series.
Talking with the number 64 Mustang Roush Racing Xfinity driver Ty Majeski on the Clean Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here in 1460 WBOG. Ty, you're kind of fortunate as well. I mean, obviously, I follow you because I've known you for so long now and watch what you've done in Wisconsin. I get to watch what else you do besides race. You've had an opportunity to really dive into a Ford Mustang because you've done, even up here with Road America about a week or so ago, you've done a lot of testing in Ford Mustangs for Roush as well.
Yeah, there's the Ford Performance has given a lot of us Ford development drivers, me, Chip Briscoe, Cole Custer, the opportunity to do some more road racing stuff. I've only ever run two road races in my life up to this point. That was February at Daytona and just last week at Watkins Glen. So they're trying to give us the opportunity to broaden our racing talents and try and get us some road racing experience. So when we go there in the Xfinity car, we're prepared or more prepared than maybe what we would have been. So not saying we're going to go out there and win at Road America or anything like that, just because that probably wouldn't be realistic. But if we can better ourselves and and be competitive there, that'd be good. It's road racing is a totally different ball game, and just thankful for Ford Performance giving us the opportunity just to get our feet wet in it before we show up there in the Xfinity Series.
I'm just going to say, when you look at notebooks, maybe Kokana, maybe Slinger, maybe La Crosse, then you start getting into maybe Iowa, some other Xfinity tracks, your notebook is relatively small compared to the size of a notebook for running a road course. How much preparation do you have to actually study that course, talk to drivers that have been on that course, and actually go out there and not embarrass yourself?
Yeah, I mean, the Ford simulator does a lot. That helps a ton, just getting in there, and it feels like you're at the track, and you get a visual where the corners are and where the lift points are, and you can look at driver data from races there in the past and overlay your data and your shift points with their shift points. So that's really the best tool for us drivers, get the best feel for what an Xfinity car is going to be like there. You know, we can go there and test different vehicles, but until you actually get there in the Xfinity car and drive it around there, it's tough. And because the lift points are different and the weight of the cars are different, and there's so many different factors that go into road racing. So, but the Ford simulator definitely kind of gets us as prepared as possible for when we show up there on race weekend.
A couple of the points you just made there is probably going to lead into my next question. I see your next race is at Kentucky here in a couple of weeks. You're going to be running a couple of more mile and a halfs, like Vegas, for example. These tracks, even though they look, you know, the same to the novice fan, not exactly the same to the drivers. Talk about some of the similarities and differences.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously quite a few mile and a halfs on the schedule, but none of them are alike at all. They may, like you said, to where it meets the eye, they look similar, but man, they drive totally different. Just the different grip levels and having some tracks repaved and some tracks not, just this, there is a huge difference. I mean, I think the closest tracks in shape are probably Chicagoland and Kansas. They were kind of built kind of to mirror each other, but Kansas has been repaved and Chicagoland has not. So they're two totally different racetracks.
Kansas is really fast right now.
And how they race, they're just, it's completely different. It's good to be with a team that has a notebook built up in all these places and they have good drivers in Ricky Stenhouse, Matt Kenseth, and Trevor Bayne that have been to all these places that us young drivers can lean on. And thankfully, I've been to Kentucky before. I ran the ARCA race there last year, so I know the track and I know what to expect, and I know what I'm looking for as far as the car handling goes. So hopefully we can go there and have ourselves a good run.
Ty Majeski, a couple of more questions before we let you go. Your next appearance in the state of Wisconsin, holy cow, is tonight. Welcome back to the La Crosse Fairground Speedway.
I'm excited to be back there, that's for sure. It's man, it feels like it's been too long, that's for sure.
Like we were talking off air before we went on, the count is Carlson 5, Pininski 3. Can you put a dent in that?
Man, I sure hope so. I know Steve's got a brand new car. That's just like our super late, so... it'll be interesting to see what the old 91 has for it. Obviously that our car has been really, really strong there in the past, and it'll be fun to battle for it, that's for sure.
And then you're going to couple that up with a return trip to the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday. Talk about your preparation for that race.
Yeah, we were supposed to race there last Sunday for their 4th of July special, but unfortunately we had mechanical issues while testing their Sunday during the day. Forced our hand to have to pull the motor out and get it checked over, and then we'll get it back in and go test there Sunday, Monday, and then race there on Tuesday. It's been a tough race for us. We've been really, really fast there and have had cars capable of winning, and it just hasn't panned out our way. Last year, Bubba Pollard beat us, and 2 years ago, we were leading the thing, pulling away from Kenseth and Eric Jones, and we blew a right rear tire. So it's just. We've had really good cars there, and hopefully we can put the whole race together this year and finally bring that one home.
Ty Majeski, the number 91, back at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway tonight to rub fenders with Pininski, Carlson, and Cole Howland. Again, he's qualified fastest 4 weeks in a row, and this ought to be a great show. And then we hope everybody goes down to the Slinger Nationals next Tuesday. I'll be making my first trip ever to Slinger.
Well, you'll love that place.
To bring that one in as well. He's been a great friend of the program since day one, year one, and we greatly appreciate him stopping by again. Ty Majeski, driver of the number 60 Ford Mustang Roush Racing Xfinity Ride. Greatly appreciate your time, my friend, and you enjoy the rest of your summer. Continued success, Ty.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yep. All right, we'll see you tonight.
Yep, look forward to seeing you tonight.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
All right, again, the number 60 Ford Mustang Roush Racing Xfinity driver, Ty Majewski. Coming up next, one of the gentlemen he's going to be racing against at Slinger, Derek Krause, joining us on 1460 WBOG.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah!
DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
31-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and now open at George and Gillette Street. A delicious mouthful.
Your home for the best and latest in short track racing news is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back to Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. A splendid Saturday for more racing at the La Crosse Speedway tonight. One of the drivers that has made many stops at the La Crosse Speedway, in a truck and a super late model. Got to know him probably about 5 or 6 years ago as he was getting his feet wet throughout the state of Wisconsin. And he now drives the number 16 Toyota Camry for Bill McNally Racing and the NASCAR Can-Am Pro Series West. And that would be Derek Krause. Derek, my friend, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, how much wrestling do you have to do during the summer? Any at all?
No, none. It's strictly racing.
Okay, good deal, good deal. We want you to concentrate on what you're doing in the Can-Am Pro Series West. Hey, congratulations, your last win about a week or so ago at the Clint Newell 150 at Oregon.
Thank you, yeah, it was a really good race. Leonard brought me a great car, so it helps a lot. And then through the race, we just had to ride and save our equipment execute on the last restart, so that's what we did, and we got the win.
Okay, Derek Krause winning on now the Can-Am Pro Series West. Now, was that just a flat West race, or was there a combination there?
No, that was just the flat West race. The next one for the West Coast guys is the combination race in Iowa. So that'll be a big one. That's like the K&N's Daytona 500. So that's a big one for us and want to perform well there.
So talk about one of the things I'm impressed about is you pretty much hit the ground running in this series. You for a rookie, you've been phenomenal. How much of a learning curve have you had here? Because it doesn't seem like it didn't take you long to pick it up.
Well, the K&N cars are really heavy compared to like the super late models. So I compared the K&N cars actually to a truck just because the K&N cars are so heavy and they got the same amount of horsepower as the super late model, but it evens out to like the truck when you get all the weight. So I really relate to the truck when I am driving the K&N car. It just, I feel like that's really close to it. That's two close vehicles that if you're to each other.
And, Derek, of course, you are now the lead driver for Bill McAnally Racing. What was your reaction when you heard that Todd Gillen was going to be leaving the team and involved with Kyle Busch's truck team and you take over as the lead?
Yeah, I knew last year, pretty much in the beginning of the season, that he was going to KBM this year. And I tried to soak it all in, just tried to learn from him and Chris a lot, just to know what to do at all these different racetracks and how to save my equipment. And that's a big part of the K&N series. You don't get a set of tires when it's 150 lap, 175 lap race. So you got to really save your tires and be there at the end.
Again, talking with Derek Krause from the Wisconsin region, getting ready to run the Slinger Nationals here next Tuesday. Drives the Toyota Camry for Bill McAnally Racing, the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. You know, Derek, I think it's interesting when you look at all the different tracks you've ran. I mean, you grew up here in Wisconsin racing. You're looking at Slinger and Kaukauna, La Crosse Speedway, some of these big monstrous tracks, Madison. When you go off to race these tracks in California and Oregon and all throughout the United States, how much learning time do you actually have before you get on that track? Because your turnaround time is awfully fast.
The turnaround time is fast, but I feel like going to the different racetracks, you just got to adapt to it quick. That's part of it. I feel like there's a lot of tracks that I can relate to, tracks like up here in Wisconsin, like the one in Evergreen, Washington. That one's like La Crosse or Marshfield, but I really relate to the tracks back here at home, so then I just kind of run the track similar as I do here at home, and then just have practice, two practice sessions that we get in the beginning of the day, and I feel like by then I'm adapted pretty well, and then go qualify and race.
One of the things we thought was pretty cool back here, we saw Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch talk about, you know, getting down and supporting the lower tier series. And then you get to race against Harvick and have a little contact with him. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was a big topic in the beginning of the year. I don't know. I kind of feel like it was a racing deal. I know you probably don't think that, and a lot of Kevin Harvick fans don't think that, but
looked like it from our viewpoint.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a racing deal. I just went into turn three and got a little tight and got into his door a little bit, and then I got loose and I saved it off his door. But I don't know, we got to win that night, so I guess that's really all that matters.
You know, how does that, I mean, 16-year-old Derek Krause, and you're used to running in the state of Wisconsin, so if we compare maybe running against Tom Majeski or running against Steve Carlson or some of the big names just from Wisconsin, but then you go door-to-door with Kevin Harvick, did it rack your nerves? Did the reality hit you that you're like, you know, this isn't one of the Wisconsin boys, this is Kevin Harvick?
Yeah, time that hit me was when it was on that restart when I was lined up with him, because I normally always, as a race car driver, I always look over to the guys to the right of me and just think about what he's going to do and stuff. And I was sitting there and I looked over and I thought, wow, that's Harvick. And then I was like, okay, here we go. And then we went out in turn three and made a little contact. But I don't know, it was really fun to race against him. It was really great for him to come to their short tracks, like he talks about, the grassroots racing, come race with us just to support us.
And, of course, coming up next week, of course, is the 39th running of the Super Seal Slinger Nationals. And how do you feel like you've raced at Slinger in the past, Derek, and what are your expectations for this year, actually?
I'm going to be honest. I mean, I kind of struggle at Slinger just with, because the locals there are so good. You got the April, the Prunties, and you got a lot of the really good locals that are there. And they're tough to beat around Slinger. I feel like the biggest part for me is qualifying. Kind of struggle with getting that one lap down and getting it really fast lap time to make the top 12, because it'll be tough this year. But I feel like with the practice day and everything, and then we'll do a few mock runs that'll help a lot and hopefully make the top 12 in qualifying.
Talking with Derek Krause, a couple minutes left here on the program on the number 1620 Camry for Bill McAnally Racing with the K&N Pro Series West. 9 points out of the championship lead. Do you pay attention? I mean, if you're running for points in Wisconsin, that's one thing. You're running for a championship in the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. How much do you pay attention to that?
I pay attention to it a little bit. Or quite a bit, actually, just knowing I feel like there's a little bit of pressure just to get that championship just because of Todd has the past 2 years. But I feel like we go out and execute every week and do what we got to do. The points will take care of itself, and we just got to go out and win races.
Again, Derek Krause. Now, what else do you have? A Slinger Nationals coming up next Tuesday here in Wisconsin. What other Wisconsin races do you have on the schedule for 2018?
We'll be at the Dixon 250 for sure. And then my dad just threw out there last – we were in the shop working on the Slinger car. My dad threw out there last night that we're going to – we might come back like we did last year from the Geechins at State Park, because we race Iowa Friday night and then Saturday night the Deachins for the Super Late Models. And last year we came back and ran it. So I think we might this year as well.
Is Iowa as close as you're going to get with your K&N car to, you know, I would say home, or are you getting any closer like Chicago or anything like that?
Not Chicago, but Gateway. I guess that's closer maybe. I'm not sure. But it's still quite far away.
Do we get to see Derek Krause at Oktoberfest?
Right now, I want to be there. I want to do, because we might go to Dover in the K&N car at the end of the year, but that's on Friday. So Saturday and Sunday is the Midwest Tour show. So if it was up to me, yeah, I'd be there. But I think I'm still trying to work on my dad, because the Dover thing ain't for sure. If we aren't going to Dover, we'll be at the fest for sure, all 3 days.
That'd be awesome.
Well, I know your mom quite well, so I'll have a conversation with your mom and see if I can't throw some input in for you.
Yeah.
All righty.
We're here to help.
Derek Krause again, coming off his 151 in Oregon, getting ready for the Slinger Nationals next K&N Pro Series West race. We'll be on the Friday, July 27th. At Iowa. Derek, we got to let you go, but we always appreciate you making some time for us here in the program. We miss you back here in Wisconsin, and continued success, my friend.
Good luck. Go get that championship, bud.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you won the championship. You got to come back on the radio show.
Definitely.
Yeah, I will.
All right, good deal. Derek Krause running the number 1620 Camry for Bill Maglione Racing with the NASCAR K&N Pro Series West. Derek, thanks for joining us, and good luck, my friend.
Thank you.
All righty, coming up, we've got a lot more of the program. Stick and stay where you are. This is 1460 WBOG.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New approved customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Get ready. It's the Burnin' Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Welcome back, race fans. Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. How about that? Ty Majeski, Derek Krause. We tried to get Natalie Decker, but she is so busy with Venturini Motorsports. And look at Ty. He's got short hair. Look at Derek. He's got very short hair. Look at Natalie Decker with that long, illustrious, flowing blonde hair. Of course, she's pimping and pushing some kind of beauty hair product, she's busy.
She probably looked at her text message and went, oh, not him again.
I did have. That was one of the neatest interviews I had was the year that at Oktoberfest she won Rookie of the Year in the ARCA Midwest Tour Truck Series. And I was interviewing her for talking about winning the championship as the super late models were already out. That's how fast of a show we ran. And every time I get to talk with Natalie or her mom, Amy, we go, you know, do you even remember what you guys were even talking about on the microphone? I'm like, no, I don't have a clue.
Well, it's the one I think about most is two or three years ago at the Dells pre-race, her walking backwards.
Eating a bag of chips. Oh, you were there for that?
Yeah, I saw that as you guys were doing that as I showed up.
Kevin Ramsey was doing the video with us, and you know, she's another one. She'll never turn us down for a radio interview, and that's just typical Natalie Decker.
That was an awesome interview. But you know what? Let's talk about people winning all over the country. It is now time for Paul Reichert's Burning Rubber Race Report.
Oh yes, we'll start with the UMP Summer Nationals Hill Tour back in action last Monday at Spoon River Speedway in Canton, Illinois. Shannon Babb was your winner. Tuesday, the Super Dirt Car Series ran at Albany Saratoga Speedway in Malta, New York. Before he ran the truck race in Chicago, Stuart Friesen scored the victory. Thursday at State Park Speedway, round one of the Wisconsin Challenge Series. Luke Fenhouse, Midwest Truck Series points leader, first ever Super Late Model win. He's been doing some Super Late Model racing this year, starting to get into that. Brock Hendrick won the Late Model feature. At Kakona, Bobby Kendall won the Super Late Model feature, and Travis Rodewald the Late Model feature. ARCA kicked off the NASCAR weekend in Chicago. Michael Self, his second win of the season. Natalie Decker came home in 12th. IMCA Dury Brothers Late Models at Benton County Speedway in Vinton, Iowa. Jeremiah Hurst took the victory. Brian Shirley won the UMP Super Nationals Hill Tour race at LaSalle, Illinois. And the U.S. Modified Touring Series ran at Nobles County Speedway in Worthington, Minnesota. Johnny Scott scored the victory. Friday, Golden Sands. Make it two nights in a row for Luke Fenhouse. He won there as well.
Dude is on a roll.
Yes. Grundy, Super Late Model feature won by Billy Nippenberg. Josh Anks took the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder at the Norway Speedway up in Dauphia. Dylan Kralovitz won the Super Late Model feature. At Red Cedar, Mark Hessler took the Wissota Late Model feature. Mike Anderson, the Wissota Modified feature. At Toma, Sparta, Denny Schott won the Modified feature. American Super Cup Series also there. Peyton Glodowski is the hottest driver in that series. He won again. A Big 8 Late Models at Madison for the Salute to America. Michael Bilderback the winner. USAC Silver Crown Series also there. First time ever. Cody Swanson the winner. His fourth straight Silver Crown win. And he tied Jack Hewitt for the all-time win lead.
Uh-oh.
Yes. ARCA CRA Super Series at Toledo, Ohio. Brian Campbell the winner. Main Event Outlaw Tour also at Toledo. Frank Giovanni scored the victory. Dirt Kings Late Model Tour at 141 Speedway for the Diamond 40 won by Jarrett Seifert. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Brown County Speedway in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Zach Vanderbeek, the winner. Wissota Challenge Series at ABC Raceway in Ashland. John Cantor, the winner. And night one for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville went to Donnie Schatz. Saturday at 141.
Oh, gee.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I met Donnie Schatz when I was announcing the Knoxville Speedway, and I think he is now 7th on all-time wins at the Knoxville Speedway, and look at all the drivers he's up against that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, definitely. Saturday, 141 Speedway, R.M. Van Pay won the IMCA Modified feature.
R.M. Van Pay.
Yeah. Double features for the NASCAR Late Models at Elko went to Jacob Gady and Owen Giles. Mike Anderson won the Wissota Modified feature at Rice Lake. At Rockford, ARCA Midwest Tour in hand for the All-Star 100. Second win of the season for Austin Nason. Michael Bilderback accepted the challenge to start last in the Star-Spangled 76 for the NASCAR Late Models, and he won that race. All-Star Circuit of Champions at the Dirt Track at Route 66 Raceway in Joliet, Illinois. Aaron Rutzel scored the victory. The Badger Midgets at Wilmot, Davey Ray the winner. CRA Jakes also toured Bearfield Motorsports Park in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Brian Campbell, the winner. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Portsmouth, Ohio. Jason Jamison scored the victory. Brian Gerster won the must-see racing extreme sprint car race at Owosso Speedway in Ovid, Michigan. NASCAR K&N Pro West Series at Douglas County Speedway in Roseburg, Oregon. And our boy Derek Krause scored the victory. At a Southern Super Series at Montgomery, Alabama. Racing Jesus, Bubba, scored the victory. UMP Summer Nationals.
I'm getting one of those shirts this year. I'm either at Slinger or Kakon. I'm getting one of them shirts.
UMP Summer Nationals Hill Tour had two nights of racing with the World of Outlaw Late Models. Friday, they were at Terre Haute. Devin Moran, the winner. Saturday, they were at Traders Track in Peavely, Missouri. Brandon Shepard was your winner there. U.S. Modified Touring Series at Devil's Lake Speedway in Crary, North Dakota. Johnny Scott, the winner. And night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Knoxville went to David Gravel. Sunday at Slinger, last tune-up for the Super Late Models before the Nationals next week. Dennis Prunty won that feature. Jack Stern won the Late Model feature. Dirt Kings Late Model Tour, first ever visit to Eagle Valley Speedway in Jim's Falls. I think that's east of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls there.
That's up by Cadott.
And that is important for folks around here, that street drag, because Jim Falls has one of the biggest professional street drag strips on it.
Jake Radetzky scored the victory there. Lucas Oil Late Mile Dirt Series at Mansfield, Ohio, the real deal. Don O'Neill, the victor. Indy Smith Late Miles at Boyd Speedway in Ringgold, Georgia. Cruz Skinner, Mike's kid, scored the victory. Ontario Super Late Miles at Sunset Speedway in Innisfil. Former NASCAR driver J.R. Fitzpatrick, the victor. Pass North Tour at Oxford Plains Speedway, Oxford, Maine. Tracy Gordon, the winner. Super Dirt Car Series at Cornwall, Ontario, Canada. And Matt Shepard scored the victory. And a big $30,000 to win Super Late Mile race up in the Pacific Northwest. The 7th Annual Summer Showdown at Evergreen Speedway in Monroe, Washington, went to Preston Peltier. And that wraps up this week's Burning Rubber Race Report.
Holy cow, only two breaths that time.
Yeah. Man. And, you know, usually he'd get red-faced because he's, like, up against the clock as well. Now he's doing it like he's been doing this for years.
You know, one thing I caught there, I heard him talking about Bill O'Neill. Is that his kid who's been setting them late models on fire lately?
Yeah, Hudson O'Neill won on the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series a few weeks ago, his first ever win there.
That's pretty impressive, the kid beating the old man. I just love the conversation around the dinner table.
He's the one that's been setting late models on fire lately? That was outstanding. Hey, are you the kid that's setting late models on fire lately?
Wow. I can't believe you're doing that to me.
Well, no, it was good, though. It was just the way you said that. I'm like, man, Dad's never going to be able to recoup off that one.
We're going to get Bill out of this mess. We got one segment to go. Stick and stay. It's the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
That's the Burning Rubber Race Report with Paul Reichert.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only. Equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon.
With the best Bloody Marys in town.
Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime. In the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Big Boar Barbecue is up and running on the north side of La Crosse. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Yes, the food truck is open at George and Gillette Street to make it easier for you North Siders to find out why La Crosse County has voted us 4 years in a row as the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Big Boar Barbecue, Highway 16 West Salem, and now open at George and Gillette Street. A delicious mouthful.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, Billy Doc Niles, the stat man, Paul Riker, myself, Radio Man Dan Dyker, the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report coming at you one more time. Coming up tonight, La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. I do want to thank another loaded program, and I do listen to a lot of other different radio racing shows because there's not that many here in the Midwest. We do average 5 to 6 solid interviews every single show.
No other show does that in the area. You got Paul out there with his little tape recorder. I haven't done one in about a year now. I should probably get out and do something.
Yeah, well, we were hoping that Danny Fredrickson was going to be at the track Tuesday night because he's been helping out Nick Panitsky here, and I would have loved to hear you two chumming it up over a microphone.
I am making a pilgrimage to Elko here sometime in the middle of August. We'll see what we can bring back from there.
Definitely, definitely will. Got to thank Jake Schommers, Chris Berg, and Jaden Schock for joining us, Hornet drivers from the La Crosse Speedway. Who the fuck, Paul, when you did them three interviews, all three would end up in semi-headlines
throughout the night.
Was
it good karma, bad karma? What was that?
This is not going to be the Jeff Brown curse here, you know, the Paul Reichert.
Let's not start that.
Ty Majeski will be back at the La Crosse Speedway tonight racing. Want to thank him for coming on the program. His next Xfinity race is Kentucky, July 13th. Can he top Nick Panitzky and Steve Carlson?
Yeah, but we put the question to him. He hopes he can be the one to do it. I mean, the score. And I even put the question to Panitzky after he won last night. You know, the scoreboard reads Carlson 4, you 3. Can you even it up? Well, we saw what happened. Carlson put another notch on that one. 8 races, and those two are the only ones to win. And they've finished in the top 3 in every single race. That is amazing.
I don't follow the rule book at any racetrack because it's too long, it's too confusing, and there's way too many words in there.
And you don't know anything about cars either.
Is there a rule that I heard this week that if you have 5 quick time qualifications or 5 features that your motor can get claimed?
I got to look that one up. If it is, Cole Howland better throw a bunch of lead in that thing and slow it down.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because Cole Howland, if he qualifies fastest tonight, would be his 5th in a row. Now, it doesn't have to be in a row. Cole would pick up his 5th straight quick time qualifying, but Steve Carlson's picked up 5 feature wins. And I guess the way it was explained to me this week, it does not have to be in a row. It has to be in a season. And then the powers that be start looking at things and could claim your motor.
Well, I'm gonna read up on that. You've intrigued me now. So
you got 2 guys up against that thing then.
Yep, that's interesting to hear and read.
Also coming up by next week, the Slinger Nationals, Derek Krause. Thank you for joining us in the program here. Wouldn't it be something that Wisconsin's Derek Krause wins the K&N Pro Series West Championship?
That's incredible. He's only, what, like 9 points out of first?
Yeah.
You know, and he's doing well. I mean, he banged with Kevin Harvick. That was pretty cool to watch. And,
you know, he had been thinking, oh, man, this is Kevin Harvick, and I just adored him. You know,
and Harvick came out with a big cheesy grin on his face, so, you know, Harvick enjoyed it too.
Well, I mean, all right, now, look at the past races at La Crosse. Did you ever race against Jimmy Johnson or Matt Kenseth or the NASCAR guys that have run across before?
Closest I've come is Johnny Sauter.
Have you ever adored him and sat back and went, I did the Johnny Sauter?
No, I believe he adored me because I was in his way.
And I bet you he didn't wave as he went by, did he?
No, he did not. Hey, what's coming up tonight at La Crosse?
Tonight we got another big show coming your way. I'm really interested in the novelty race tonight. We've got late model sportsman, Thunderstock, Street Stocks, and I'm thinking, Paul Reichert, this is the first ever Street Stock second over the line.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Hornets have run it. The Thunderstocks obviously have run it, but it's going to be a good show.
Are you here tonight?
I am here tonight. I am not here next week.
All right, so tonight you're going to be right there in the winner's circle calling the end of that one.
Hey, yes, and hey, if you're listening in the region, anywhere in the Midwest, get out to your local short track. Rockford Speedway, $5 fan appreciation tonight. Elko Speedway, another Eve of Destruction and a huge fireworks display. Marshfield Speedway, classic car night featuring the CWRA Super Late Models and Jefferson Speedway. What a full program. Get out and support your local short track.
And, of course, next Tuesday, it is the Slinger Nationals. I can't wait to finally go out there for my first time and watch some of our locals go head-to-head with some of the top drivers in the region. The program brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse.
Big Boar Barbecue.
I'm about due to get some burnt ends again. Oh, you know, the last time we went, by the way, we never did mention the cheesy garlic mashed potatoes. You didn't know they had them, but I ordered them, and you didn't get a chance. Ooh, they were tasty.
Oh, I bet they were, but hey, my mac and cheese was awesome, too.
That is the best in the area. Toma Sparta Speedway Racing Friday nights, Highway 21 in Toma. Dean Satellite and Security on the Team Dean segment. Fansarena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows, and the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by after the races. Paul, I've seen you smother stuff there. I've smothered stuff there. We got to get Billy in there.
Yes, we got to get Billy. Yes,
we got to get the trifecta soon.
You act like I'm not fat enough.
Hey, we're just trying to help the cause, man.
I am losing weight.
We care, Bill.
I'm on a diet, man.
For Paul Reichert and Billy Doc Niles, see the caring is sharing. I was singing love songs to Paul and the Tower Tuesday night. That'll have to continue tonight as well. Jesse's the one who running the show. I want to thank you for joining us. Big night coming up with the La Crosse Speedway tonight. Until then, support your local short tracks. This has been the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.